This is the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista. All of the calories, none of the guilt.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
In case you missed it.
Yeah. It's relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
It's a good thing about being live and local right here in Madison. We've got people that email us. They have stuff going on. They get to hear some advice, and we get to help out here, everybody, which is what we do on Relationship Rehab. We got an email from Elliot this week. He says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love listening to your show on the way to work. Really hope you can help me. My love life might just be over. That might sound a little dramatic, but I think my problem is big enough.
Ow.
You see, for the past few months, in the past 3 years, actually, I've been losing my hair and going bald. I'm only 30. It's really noticeable at this point. I've always had nice hair, but now it looks like I'm going to be a cue ball in no time. What woman would want to date that? I've tried all the treatments, Rogaine, online products, even looked into hair replacement, but none of that will work for me. And it looks like I am just going to be bald or do the comb over by the time I'm 30. I'm wondering if you have any advice. Maybe some guys from Madison's bald community have any. I'm just curious if any woman would actually want to date a bald guy."
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I do have to say, I have a lot of friends that rock the bald. They just they go a little bald and then they just shave it off. That's most of my friends.
Yes.
And either with a razor shave or they just do the clippers very close. And they just go straight bald. And it looks like that's the thing. But girls, chicks love that, don't they?
Absolutely. Ladies love it. I mean, if you see so many of the celebrities out there with the guys that they are super duper hot, you know, like Vin Diesel and The Rock, you got Pitbull, he sports it. I mean, yeah. A lot of guys do. And I just think definitely you should just shave it all off, glisten that sucker, and let a lady just rub her hands over your
getting a little crazy
bald head. It doesn't always need to be hair.
321-0931, looking for girls that either like or don't like. We got to get this, some advice. Or guys that actually have done it. What do you think, too? I think we got something from Facebook from Jenny here that says, "I love bald guys. That look is amazing. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years, and he's been doing it the whole time I've been with him."
It's clean.
You know what I mean? Like Mr. Clean.
You don't have to worry about, a woman telling you, "Hey, gosh, would you finally, like, wash your hair or do your hair?" A lot of ladies love the nice, the bald look. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 321-0931 for Relationship Rehab. Let's get to Chelsea this morning. Good morning, Chelsea. How you doing?
Hi. I'm just not into bald guys. I think, you know, if it's like thinning or whatever, I think you just definitely need to like shave it. And I think that really only kind of works on like Kelly Slater.
Cute.
Yeah, or like Vin Diesel. So you're saying if you're starting to lose your hair, don't do the sweep over or the...
Oh, God, no.
The roll back. You just shave it all off and go with it.
Yeah, definitely, but it's still not my favorite look.
Well, yeah, you got to do it. Whatever you're working with, you got to try to work it, I guess.
Yeah. And it doesn't work for you, but that's all good.
Right. No. Yeah, and that's fine.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. That's why we do Relationship Rehab, 321-0931. Another thing from Facebook. You got a message from Facebook a little while ago, didn't you? We have one from Tracy who says, "I love the bald look. In fact, I only date guys that have the bald look going on. To me, it looks more masculine." So there's a lot of girls that just like it because it looks more masculine.
Yeah.
Although, I'm Italian. I have hair, so that's one thing that
You've
I don't have to
blessed.
Worry about. But listen, I got a lot. Like I said, man, I got a lot of my motorcycle buddies. They just go straight bald. They look mean and rough and tough.
We like the tough. We've got Courtney Meyer from Facebook. She said, "Listen, don't worry about about that right now. There's a lot of products that are supposed to help grow your hair back. If you want to try those out first, try something, and then work on to the next option."
Sure. All right, let's get to Lainey this morning. Good morning, Lainey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Bald dudes are hot.
Yes, ma'am.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I don't need your hipster hair where you have more product than I do. Bald is nice and clean and manly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
However, not everyone can pull it off, though. There are some guys that I'm like, I don't know how to help that.
Yeah.
But in general, bald guys are hot.
Yeah, it's kind of like depends on the shape of your head.
Yeah, but the problem with that shape of the head thing is you won't know until you shave your head.
That's right. Well, then that's just what you have to try out.
Yep.
You can wear a baseball hat. You're fine.
So, so what is it about the look of the head? Is it just I mean, I don't understand like how it could work for some guys and some guys it doesn't.
I don't know. It's just that it's
yeah. Some guys, it just looks, I think, like the bottom of their head is sliding into their neck and face. And so she laughs, but she knows what I mean. You totally do. So for those guys, you're like, maybe you should grow some hair or do something different. Maybe put a scarf on that. I don't know.
A scarf.
But otherwise, it's bald as hot.
Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like your head, some guys' heads aren't shaped like the same circumference all the way around, you know.
Just get a scarf.
They've got jaggers on it.
Get a scarf. Edges.
You don't look like your head is going into your neck. That does never sound good.
It's kind of like
that is never sexy.
It's kind of how like your chin goes into your neck. That can happen.
Never
too.
Good.
All right, yes, thanks.
Take care.
Hilarious.
That's amazing.
She knows what I'm talking about.
That's amazing. All right, 321-0931. It's Relationship Rehab. We'll take more of your calls coming up next year with Marco and Krista.
Catch Relationship Rehab Tuesdays at 6:20 and 8:20 with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah. All right, we have to get somebody out of boring Madison. No, Madison's not that boring. It's actually really good. But it's not great for weather right now anyway.
No.
So, boy, how good would it be to get off to a fantastic destination and see an artist that you're going to love?
Oh, I wish it was us, but it's not. So it's going to be you. Who is on the phone today?
Chris,
how's it going, my man?
Good, how are you?
We are good.
Yeah, your caller 9. Chris, congratulations, man.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so
lucky. Yeah, you're going to be hanging out with us at Lucky's 1313 with Blue Moon. It'll be on March 10th. Now, you got 5 entries in for the trip. You can bring some friends. They'll all get an entry just for going to the event. You don't have to actually be a winner to go to the event. We want to see everybody there. But somebody from the event is going to a fantastic place to see a fantastic artist.
Yeah.
So it'll be good.
Awesome.
Yeah, congratulations, man. What are
Thank
you doing?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. What are you doing right now?
On my way to work.
Well, very good.
Yeah. Well, make sure you tell everyone. Make them jealous.
Yeah.
Will do.
That's right. Put in your vacation time now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. Hang on a second, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, your next chance to get in at 9 a.m. right here with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista, and feel good about yourself. Maybe this whole life thing, you're doing it the way it's supposed to be done.
I hope so.
Maybe you are the one that has it all going on. Because
at least you're not.
A 62-year-old guy named Dimitri Hoff. Now, Dimitri was at a casino last Saturday in Schenectady, New York.
Okay.
With his 49-year-old wife, Elizabeth. Now, while they were there, he convinced her, his wife, to have a threesome. God bless America.
Good for you.
What happened was they met a 21-year-old girl named Judy in the casino's restaurant, and she was down for it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Judy likes the older crowd, but that's cool. While they were still in the restaurant, one of them suggested adding one more person and making it a foursome. But that didn't go over well. Wasn't clear who suggested it or if they wanted the fourth person to be a man or a woman, but Judy and Elizabeth got into a huge argument about it.
Uh-oh.
Someone called the cops, Judy threw a glass, and everyone got arrested. You should have just been quiet. You had it.
Really?
You had it in your hands. You should have just said, yeah, fine with me, bro.
It's fine. When you put a bag on their head, it doesn't matter who they are.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 49-year-old guy in Ocala, Florida named Mark Barnett. Now, Mark recently figured out a way to make a bunch of money in the stock market.
Oh, sure, yeah.
His plan was to detonate a bunch of small explosives in Target stores in New York, Florida, and Virginia, by hiding them in some empty boxes, then putting them on shelves. He assumed by doing this, Target's stock price would start plummeting from all the bad press.
Oh, my God.
Then he'd buy a bunch of that stock and wait for it to go back up.
That's brilliant.
And sell it for a profit.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that is not a brilliant idea.
No.
In fact, it's dumb. Whole thing actually came to close to happening more than you think. He actually built 10 bombs. He stuck them in some empty boxes of pasta and stuffing mix and hired a guy to put them in 10 different stores. Thankfully, the guy he hired was a cop. And the cops had a big sting operation. They knew exactly what was going on. And according to cops, each bomb was big enough to cause serious injuries. So
it's good
that they didn't let him do that. dumb plan.
If he stuck it inside like a turkey or something, it wouldn't have been so loud. I mean, maybe he should have thought of...
Yeah. Or maybe just a better plan than being dumb.
Just, okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. I was going to say, maybe a Cracker Jack box would have been better, but no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 26-year-old guy in Denver named Dustin Hinkle. Now, old Dustin, he was making a parkour video. You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's when people run around and they jump off stuff. They jump off buildings and climb up things. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, they were filming on the roof of a building when he tried to drop down into a chimney that had a cover on it. Turns out he was a little too heavy. So it broke.
Aww.
And he dropped into the chimney.
Yeah.
Just like Santa Claus.
Sure.
He fell about 40 feet. He ended up getting caught up in the inner workings of the chimney. Otherwise, he would have probably hit the ground and died. Took firefighters 2 hours to get him out. He ended up with some pretty nasty cuts on his face. The old face cuts. But the cops took him to the hospital and also booked him for jail for trespassing and for just being dumb.
I just want to see what he looked like. I mean, he had to be covered in soot.
Yeah.
Yeah, ashy. Yeah.
So now,
honey, your skin's looking a little ashy. You need some lotion.
You're a little ashy.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you know how Santa Claus does it. He doesn't cut himself because he's a pro.
No, he's a pro.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 40-year-old guy named Adam Pearl from Boise, Idaho. Mm. Now, last Thursday, Adam, he decided to take it upon himself to commit some burglary. It didn't get far because he was trying to get into the first house's safe when he was attacked by the owner's pet squirrel.
What?
I said squirrel.
Okay. All right.
We don't have the owner's name, but his squirrel's name is Joey. And apparently...
Joey!
Joey's got a bit of a temper, especially for thieves.
This is the best story. This is the best one today.
Adam ended up calling police himself because the squirrel wouldn't stop attacking him.
Okay.
And he could not get out of the house without Joey on his back. The police had to put the squirrel back in its cage.
Oh, they said they had to put the squirrel down.
No, Joey's fine.
Oh, Joey's good.
You know, but now Adam's facing charges of burglary,
sure.
and he's in the hospital looking.
Oh.
The only thing the homeowner got was owning an unlicensed animal, but Joey said, hey, man, I'm Joey, dude. I hook it up.
I think Joey should, just be the neighborhood watcher and just walk around outside.
He's good at it. He's good at it.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Sam. It's relationship rehab. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, we got an email from Elliot who basically, I'm going to paraphrase the email, says, hey, I'm 30. I'm going bald. I don't like it. He tried all the products, Rogaine, online products, even looked into hair replacement, couldn't do any of it, and now super freaked out because he doesn't want to be completely bald by 30. He wants to know, should he do the comb over? Should he try to save it? He goes, actually, is there any, the bald guy? I haven't heard from too many bald guys that are riding around right now listening to us. Or if women currently like to date a bald guy, and I think we found out from the calls that we've gotten, a lot of girls like the bald look.
Yes, they do.
Special thank you to The Rock, Vin Diesel, and all of the people that brought the mean bald look in. Brian Urlacher, although he is here now. He went back to
hair. Brian.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, again, it's a very clean look. It's a
Mr.
Clean. Kind of like a bad boy look that the girls like. And yeah, there's a lot of men that have nice looking heads out there.
But you also say there are guys that should not do.
Yeah, it kind of, you got to have a nicely shaped head.
So what do you do
there
if you shave and all of a sudden your head is not great? You just go back to a wig?
Hey, those are options. You can wear your baseball hat. You can,
So you just
wear a stocking cap.
Oh, yeah. No one will notice that. That'll stocking
you're
cap.
Fine. Whatever. We all
94 degrees in the middle of summertime.
We all have our insecurities. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michaela, how you doing?
Hi. I really honestly think you should embrace it. I think that it's sexy and bald is just, I don't know. It's where it's at. I think that bald guys, I don't know. There's something about it. I've always loved it.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. And there's some guys that I know, a lot of my friends actually shave their head completely, and they're like the bald. They're pretty big guys or whatever, but I can't imagine them if they had hair now. Like, I look at them so much, I'm like, you would look weird with hair.
Right.
You know? So
I totally know. I don't know. I just think you should embrace it. It's a really sexy look.
And you can oil that bad boy up when you're in the sheets and have a good time.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling on. We appreciate it. We got something from Janine on Twitter who says, bald guys make it happen. I only date bald guys. So that man's a lot of love for the bald guys.
Yeah. Doesn't Jason Statham, he doesn't have much hair either.
Yeah, he cuts it short.
He's super cute.
David, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a guy that went a little bald and then just decided to shave it up?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a full head of hair the rest of my life, but I always thought if I did go bald, I would rock a different wig every single day. Yeah. I'd be a rock star.
I like that.
Do it, my man.
I like that. Yeah. Just get to...
Right?
Get to...
I'd be a different costume, like, every single day. I'd be something different. Just change it up. They'd be like, whoa, did you have a rainbow wig yesterday? Like, what's going on? You had rainbow hair? Now you got, like, a Elvis look going on? What's going on?
Listen,
like, I would just keep them guessing all the time.
Keep them guessing.
Yeah. Because us girls...
Like Halloween every day.
Yeah.
Us girls have that option. I mean, we love to do it. We wear hair extensions.
Right?
We color our hair. I mean, we like to have fun. So why not you guys?
Yeah.
Do it up, Marco.
I think you should just...
Shave your head.
David, I think you should just shave your head and do that whole wig thing.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
I might. I did it once, but no wig.
Oh, you did? I love it. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast. Don't keep all this fun and funny to yourself. Hit subscribe and share it with your friends.
I like the humor in it. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. In case you missed it.